Salvation's Reach by Dan Abnett. Read by James McPherson. It is the 41st millennium. For more than 100 centuries, the Emperor has sat immobile on the golden throne of Earth. He is the master of mankind by the will of the gods, and master of a million worlds by the might of his inexhaustible armies. He is a rotting carcass, writhing invisibly with power from the dark age of technology. He is the carrion lord of the Imperium, for whom 1,000 souls are sacrificed every day so that he may never truly die. Yet even in his deathless state, the Emperor continues his eternal vigilance. Mighty battle fleets cross the demon-infested miasma of the warp, the only route between distant stars, their way lit by the Astronomicon, the psychic manifestation of the Emperor's will. Vast armies give battle in his name on uncounted worlds. Greatest amongst his soldiers are the Adeptus Astartes, the Space Marines, bioengineered super warriors. Their comrades in arms are Legion, the Imperial Guard and countless planetary defense forces, the ever vigilant Inquisition, and the tech priests of the Adeptus Mechanicus, to name only a few. But for all their multitudes, they are barely enough to hold off the ever present threat from aliens, heretics, mutants, and worse. To be a man in such times is to be one amongst untold billions. It is to live in the cruelest and most bloody regime imaginable. These are the tales of those times. Forget the power of technology and science, for so much has been forgotten, never to be relearned. Forget the promise of progress and understanding, for in the grim, dark future, there is only war. There is no peace amongst the stars, only an eternity of carnage and slaughter, and the laughter of thirsting gods. Came then he, a prisoner, into the house of the demon, and he was bound about and anointed, so that his life could be taken in offering, as was the custom. But he slipped his bonds and made a fire burn inside the house of the demon, and burned it he from the inside out. And so the demon it was that burned and was slain. From the Cynibrach myth of the Wrath and the Hero. Throughout the year 781, M41, Warmaster Makaroth's main battle groups remained deadlocked at the frontiers of the Erinyes group, despite his strenuous efforts to force a breakthrough. Makaroth's primary crusading strength was held off by a formidable defensive line composed of the forces of Archon Gower, the archenemy overlord. Meanwhile, trailwards, the Warmaster's second battle group had repeatedly failed to dislodge the legions of Magister Anak Wanarsek, Gower's most capable lieutenant, from the Cabal systems. Senior advisors urged Makaroth to break off from his bull-headed prosecution of the Erinyes line and concentrate on quashing Sek at the Cabal worlds. With the threat of Sek removed, they counselled, the crusade could safely resume an assault of the Archon's position. But Makaroth rejected the notion, claiming it would give the Archon enough time, perhaps 2 or 3 years, to rebuild and retrench to such an extent that the Erinyes line would become unassailable. Split between these two concentrations of resistance, Makaroth's crusade was hemorrhaging momentum and materiel. The crusade had become two crusades, and even Makaroth's vast war tithes and massive support from the sector lords could not sustain his ambitions. Furthermore, there was a general and growing fear that, if properly coordinated, the forces of Sek and Gower might combine with such effect the Sabbat world's crusade force would actually be annihilated. During this critical period, a series of covert operations was planned and executed at key sites across the Sabbat worlds. The most critical, and the one upon which all the others depended, was undertaken at Salvation's Reach in the remote Rimworld marginals. Seen as a huge gamble and with atrocious prospects for success, the mission was authorised by Makaroth on the basis that, if accomplished by some miracle, it could alter the balance of the war entirely. This was the 26th year of the Sabbat World's Crusade, and Makaroth was increasingly looking like a man prepared to try anything and risk everything to secure a victory. From a history of the later Imperial Crusades.